Chapter 3. Fishing for compliments. What motivates catfish? What's wrong with those people? I hear this a lot about catfish. It's usually said in a dismissive tone. Those people. Since I've already touched briefly on the motivations of each type of catfish by defining the categories, I'm going to use this chapter to dig into what drives the most common type of catfish, the Cyrano. You may wonder, what on earth would possess someone to pretend to be someone else and then get involved in a long-term online relationship, knowing full well that they can never meet the person they are with without blowing their cover? Anyone who does that must just be a crazy freak, or so a lot of people think. In my experience, it's not that simple. In fact, the motivations of your average catfish are both incredibly complicated and also far more relatable than you might expect. Often, there's nothing unusual or crazy about them at all. It's just that they use the internet as an outlet for their issues in a way that other people don't. That is, in place of a therapist. Let's start with a story. A teenage girl named Kristen, episode 207, is in a terrible car accident. She loses one of her eyes and is bedridden for months. Her boyfriend dumps her. Her friends stop visiting. She gains weight. And then there's the matter of her glass eye, about which she's very insecure. She looks nothing like the person she used to be. She's miserable and lonely. So what does she do? She creates a fake online persona, a version of the girl she wishes she still was. She keeps the details of this alternate Kristen's life similar to her own. The accident, her current enrollment in beauty school, but she changes her last name to disguise herself and swaps out her photos for those of a pretty acquaintance she feels she used to look like. It feels good to have people treat her normally again, cathartic, a relief. And using this new profile, she meets a boy on Facebook named Mike. They become friends, first talking on Facebook and then on the phone, ultimately speaking almost every day. He talks her off a ledge when she feels like ending it all. Soon, she feels like she's in love. She's totally emotional.